Spiritual healer, have feelings of helplessness and difficulty been troubling you for some time? Have you turned to energy therapists or alternative therapists and the solution was only partial and temporary? It is not easy to find a professional spiritual healer with an extensive training. However, this does not mean that such healers do not exist. To ensure your wellness, contact a professional with deep knowledge and familiarity with the esoteric Jewish wisdom. Samuel Zohar Yonai, a spiritual Kabbalistic expert, invites you on a journey that will allow you to free yourself from all blockages. How can we recognize a true spiritual healer? The definition of healing has become more loose than ever. Many flock to these professionals today to find a solution that they cannot get in conventional medicine. However, we often find that such professionals are unreliable at best. Most of us do not know at all how to distinguish between a spiritual healer who is well versed in the spiritual world and the energetic codes, people who have undergone a short and superficial training course, and between straight-out charlatans. Here are some points you should consider. In-depth knowledge in energy healing. A reliable spiritual healer will have extensive knowledge in the field of negative energies and how they perform in the physical and energetic body, in the person's environment, his family, and his business. Also, such healer must know how to carry out energy transformation and transfer positive energies to others in a beneficial and long-term manner. The energetic effect on the body can be considerable, as you can see in the following video. Familiarity with the human physical structure. In addition, a spiritual healer must have an in-depth knowledge of the human body. For example, when there are toxins in the liver, energy therapy will not be enough if detoxification is not also performed. Kabbalistic knowledge. In order to call oneself a spiritual healer, one must be familiar with the world of esoteric teachings and demonstrate proficiency in energetic codes and ciphers that are taught in appropriate settings. Physical and mental resilience. A person who claims to provide strength and comfort to others must also have very high mental and spiritual balance, well balanced mentally and in good health. If the vessel is not complete, the energy that will flow through it will not be complete either. A spiritual healer who gives you a complete and multidisciplinary answer. Samuel Zohar Yonai accompanies you in a discrete process personally adapted to your unique circumstances and needs. The process is suitable for all types of beliefs and religions and is carried out during the night. The process requires seclusion in order to connect with the spiritual world and therefore, is carried out without the presence of a person and does not require physical arrival. Close support until a complete solution. Beware of any spiritual healer who tells you that the problem can be solved in one session. To ensure that the correction is maintained, I repeat the healing process every 30 days and stay in touch with you until all blockages are completely removed. Removal of all energetic vulnerabilities along with spiritual healing, I also remove curses, evil eye and ill wishes and specialize in removing black magic. After removing all the negative energies and blockages, I will perform energetic defenses that will prevent repeated attacks. Strengthening the support factors in all areas of your life to maintain your beneficial powers, I provide advice on the use of vitamins and herbs, proper nutrition and exercise that will maintain your resilience. More often than not, energy damage also affects personal and business relationships. Therefore, I also provide you with business advice and coaching. Rekindling the positive flow. After the spiritual healing process is over, I will reopen the blocked positive energy channels. Correct timing is key. Samuel Zohar Yonai invites you to enjoy a quick and efficient response to the energy blockages that have plagued you. Persistence in the process and addressing it as soon as possible will make it possible to stop the negative trend and prevent aggravation. I am here, available for you and committed to you. For more details, an answer to any question and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp or by phone. What is a blessing and what does it have to do spiritual healing? Throughout recorded history, leaders, clergymen and spiritual leaders and heads of families have given blessings to humans. These dignitaries gave people hope and strength through the blessing that was used to overcome physical difficulties and illnesses, for success in business, finding a relationship, starting a family and many other purposes. The blessing is usually performed by placing the hand on the blessed person's head and reciting verses from the Torah or Kabbalah books. The purpose of the blessing is to bring about an energy transformation and convert negative energy into positive in a person. There are many studies showing how a person's energetic aura changes after blessings. It is a pure energetic act and, in this sense, every person who blesses another person constitute, in a way, a spiritual healer. The spiritual healer, his status and roles throughout history. There has hardly been a time in which humans lived when there was not a member of the community who served as a spiritual healer in its broadest definition. Evidence of healing exists on all inhabited continents and takes diverse forms. However, they all have one common denominator: the purpose was to promote full integration in the person and to promote a balance of body-mind-emotion-spirit nature. The status of the spiritual healer throughout history. In the ancient era, there was no division between body, soul, and spirit among most peoples. The energy flowed through all the components of this trinity and affected everyone. With the development of medicine based on science, since the days of ancient Greece, this trinity was divided into separate terms, and scientific medicine concentrated all its attention on the physical body. This move significantly damaged the value and status of a spiritual healer in society. A spiritual healer and his place in the Native American tribes. In the traditions of Native North American tribes, a prominent use of healing was evident. The tribal healer was actually a spiritual healer who channeled the energies of the universe, such as the light of the sun, the moon and the stars, fire and water, and used those for healing. In Central and South America. Among the kingdoms of the Maya, the Aztecs, and the Incas, a spiritual healer was mainly at the service of kings, priests, and warriors, and helped them heal diseases and injuries and win battles. Spiritual healing in India. The spiritual tradition of India dates back to 5,000 years. According to this tradition, a universal energy named prana is interwoven throughout the universe and drives all things. According to all religions and spiritual approaches originating in India, from Hinduism and Jainism to Buddhism, the prana is an extremely important tool for healers. With its help, diseases, physical and mental weakness, and insanity can be treated. China's spiritual healer tradition. Since at least 300 BC, there has already been a belief in China in the vital energy known as qi. Like prana, qi is also perceived as the energy that is present in everything and drives everything. Qi consists of two elements that are polar opposites to each other: yin, the dark side, and yang, the bright side. As long as these two forces are balanced, health prevails in the body and mind. However, when this balance is hindered, illness occurs. Yin and yang, therefore, were used as essential tools by every Chinese spiritual healer, usually in the role of a priest, monk, a medicine man, or a spiritual or martial arts teacher. The Chinese healer worked to promote balance through these methods among all human beings, from farmers to warriors. The spiritual healer. According to the theory of Kabbalah, Jewish Kabbalah first developed through external Jewish literature and from there branched out into a host of later writings. According to this theory, the healer is first and foremost a person with extensive and in-depth knowledge and must go through rigorous spiritual refining processes to treat people with light energy of divine origin. The solution provided by the Kabbalistic spiritual healer makes it possible to remove witchcraft and the evil eye, along with various physical and mental problems. The Jewish Kabbalah contributed to the rise of the spiritual healer in the Mediterranean countries, where he was a kind of mystical saint who provided touch and energy therapy. In Eastern Europe, this figure led to the phenomenon of the Hasidic Tzaddik, who was a supreme spiritual figure and channeled energies to help his believers and all of Israel. Healing in Christianity. In Christianity, healing was first the property of Catholic monks, who sometimes helped the poor and sick with mystical energies. The Church did not look favorably on this phenomenon, which undermined the status of priests. The phenomenon continued to expand gradually in the United States starting in the 19th century and is still strong today. Samuel Zohar Yonai uses ciphers from the Zohar and Kabbalah to block energetic attacks and restore the positive energy flow. It's time to contact a professional and reliable healer. You can read a lot more about the field on the website, and for more information or to schedule a consultation, contact here on the website, on WhatsApp or by phone.